Hi, welcome to Feed the Q, the ultimate podcast discovery podcast. I'm Devin. I work at Tink Media, a podcast marketing company. And today I'm joined by the wonderful Lauren and Andrea for some extra special podcast fun.
Hi, cuties.
We're going to be putting our podcast knowledge to the test before we dive into some time traveling trivia.
Oh, we here at Tink. We like to listen sometimes to podcasts, sometimes to music, and sometimes to audiobooks. Stay tuned if you like recommendations. We're gonna bring them to your ears. We'll share with you some things we've been loving, and we'll try to feed your cue.
I'm so excited to have Lauren and Andrea here for this episode, so I don't have to do it solo. Do you both want to give a quick intro about yourselves? Just, you know, the essentials, your name, what you do, and really, most importantly, what are you listening to?
Yeah, I'm Lauren, and I am the founder of Tink Media, and I have a podcast newsletter called Podcast Newsletter. And I do a lot of other stuff in podcasting, and I, right now, I'm listening to Keys to the Kingdom.
Have you listened?
Yes.
It is the podcast that was made for me. And not just me, I realize, but it is Amanda Lund and Matt Gourley, who I love. And they're married to each other, which, oh my God. And they did not meet in Disney World, but they met at Universal. But it is all about behind the scenes, what it is like to work at these parks, which I thought if you did this, you're going to get sued. So I can't even believe that this podcast exists. I'm loving every second. Keys to the Kingdom.
Yes, I love it so, 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 so much. And Andrea, what are you listening to? What do you do? Who are you?
Deep question. Fun fact, actually, and Lauren knows this, but I was supposed to work at Disneyland in Disneyland Anaheim. I was supposed to work there, but they accepted me and I canceled last minute because it was so far and I don't know how to drive. So that's an experience I'll never get, but I will listen to the show to see what I missed on.
Yeah, it'll make you feel better, trust me.
Yeah, definitely.
Or I'll get more FOMO.
I don't know.
But you already listened, so I'll probably feel better. I'll trust you on that. But about me, I'm Andrea. I work at Tink Media, so I do podcast marketing with our magical team. And I am also the founder of an NGO in Romania, the country where I'm originally from. Passionate about podcasting, producing, marketing, listening, and talking about listening. What I'm listening to right now is Conference Call, and that podcast gives me such mixed feelings.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Yeah.
Mixed feelings because I love the story. I love the writing. I love the acting, and it's too good because I'm hating on the Toad Bros big time. Like, they're so suspicious. They're such weirdos, and I really feel for, like, everyone that had to, like, be involved with them. They're not real, but you know, they are.
You know when, like, you're watching a movie and, like, someone's being mean to an animal and you have to tell yourself, like, it's not real. Like, you have to remind yourself that when you're, but also it is real. So it's actually really depressing.
That's the thing.
Exactly. Like, we feel it. I think we all feel it, you know? That's why
it's so damn good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, we all pronounce your name wrong, Andrea.
Yeah, I mean, Andrea is good, but you can also say Andrea with the rolled R.
Ooh, gotta work on that. Devin, can you roll your R's?
I cannot roll my R's. No, it's very embarrassing.
Okay, this is going to be a longer lesson at another time. Maybe that can be an episode of Feed the Q, how to roll your R's, so we can say your name correctly. And I apologize. I'm going to work on it.
I mean, there's also Andrea, so, you know, Andrea isn't really Andrea, so Andrea is pretty good, you know, it's getting there.
Okay, closer. It's like the best an Ohio girl can do sometimes. Okay. Devin, wait, you go.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't introduce myself. Well, I'm Devin. I work at Tank. I also have a podcast newsletter where I write about what I'm listening to. It's called Podstack. What I'm listening to, I mean, my answer was going to be, would have been Keys to the Kingdom, because I am so obsessed with it this week.
Yes. I'm sorry. I stole your answer. You can say it too. But say another one. You get to say another one now.
Oh, I know. I listened to the episode of Lights Out, the BBC show, the episode Dead Ends, yes, that Talia did.
Oh, kill me. So good.
It's so good. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Can you imagine what that would have felt like to put out into the world? Devin, why don't you explain it so other people know what we're talking about?
It's in my queue, so I want to get the info too.
Okay, I won't spoil anything. It's about like going through memories and trying to hold on to them when you can't hold on to the person that's in them anymore, and kind of searching for more to just like still remember them and feel them in your life. And so she's like going through archival video, and obviously we only hear the audio of it, but the rawness of that kind of audio, I love it so much because it just adds a level of emotion to it no matter what's happening. And so it's kind of like her talking through this experience of looking for this footage and this experience of what happened, and then trying to have like this healing moment, and then the ending is like not what she thought, but I think is even better, mm-hmm, and brings this even more special perspective to the entire conversation. I'm saying really vague things about it because I don't want to ruin the moment of it for anybody, but it's like archival memories and how we treasure them and what they mean to us, and then being able to like go and look through them again. And I just love all of that. It's so beautiful. It's so brave.
It's really well done. Yeah. It's tragic too. It's a tragic story.
That sounds beautiful though, because then audio, it just reminds you that audio is such a precious way of keeping someone's memory. And yes, like somehow keeping those moments close to you and some shape or form, and it's almost like more intimate, right, than just a video.
Yeah, honestly, all I could think is like, am I gonna start like hoarding video and audio recordings of my life now, because I will want them and I'm not doing that enough? So yeah, it's very special.
I do that with pictures a lot, and I started doing it with voice recordings too recently. Yeah, I'm excited to listen now.
okay good. For today's episode, we may not have a time-traveling trivia machine like the show you'll hear later in the episode, but we do have, I don't know, maybe like the fifth best thing, and that's ChatGPT.
Yay!
So we thought, what better way to introduce a trivia podcast than to do some podcast trivia? So Andrea is going to be our trivia host as Lauren and I try to outsmart all the questions that ChatGPT has for us. And they are all podcast themed in some way, as I understand it, but I will hand it over.
Yes, it's all podcast themed. So I was working together with ChatGPT to bring some challenging questions for you guys, because to be honest, the first tries were not it. So I had to keep trying and keep trying, but I got a few questions for you that are about the podcasting industry, and then I got a few questions about podcast listening. So can't wait to see.
Oh, I'm nervous.
You got this.
I can't wait to see if we know more than ChatGPT.
Yeah, I hope we do.
I have a feeling you might.
Okay.
First question, drum roll, suspense music. Which podcast directory and player app is known for its dynamic advertising insertion capabilities and detailed audience analytics? Is it A, Spotify, B, Apple Podcasts, C, Overcast, or D, this question makes no sense, ChatGPT?
I would say this question makes no sense, ChatGPT.
Like, I was going to say it could be Spotify if you mean Megaphone, which Spotify owns.
Mm.
Oh, it looks like that might be what it means.
You got it. That's what ChatGPT meant. But I did add D because it didn't make sense.
That was a trick question.
Yeah.
And Devin figured it out. Wow. Well, nice try, ChatGPT. You were so close. We knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, we knew the ways you were confused.
I also don't want to get too cocky here because I know a lot of things about listening, but not about the entire industry. So I don't want to, I'm not going to get so cocky. Let's go on. Maybe this next one.
Let's see. Second question. In podcasting, what does bump music typically refer to?
Did you say bump?
Bump, yeah.
Okay.
It said bump music. So is that A, introductory music for episodes? B, background music during interviews? What even? Or C, outro music as an outro jingle? Quote unquote.
These are all strange to me, but I would say A.
Is it intro or outro? I don't think I've ever heard the term before. Have you, Lauren?
No. I kind of said A because it was like the one I least remembered and they all sound bad. So.
Ooh. Well, okay, I'll say outro then.
One of us will be right. Because it was, I don't remember B, but I remember thinking, hell no. So one of us is going to be right.
I love seeing these debates. I feel like I have so much power knowing the answer. But Lauren, you get a point this time. It is the intro music.
Yay!
Okay. I feel like Devin and I are on the same team. So good job, Devin.
We are. Yeah, we're all winners.
Okay. Last question for the podcasting industry. Which organization provides podcasters with a standardized way to measure podcast audiences, ensuring consistency and download counts and listener metrics? This is actually a very timely topic and question. So is it A, RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America? B, IAB, Interactive Advertising Bureau? Or C, NAB, National Association of Broadcasters?
I'm pretty sure we both know.
3, 2, 1.
B! You got it. Okay.
Yay.
Doing pretty well. You're outsmarting ChatGPT.
I mean, I'm just glad ChatGPT didn't get that wrong. That would have been humiliating. Okay.
Yeah. We don't want ChatGPT to get too embarrassed here.
I know. The robots are taking over. I don't want them to get mad at me. Okay.
Yeah, let's be nice to them. Thank you, ChatGPT, for these.
Thank you, ChatGPT. Good try.
Okay, moving on to podcast listening questions. This should be more exciting. First question is, who is the host of the podcast How I Built This, where entrepreneurs and innovators share their stories behind their successful businesses and ventures? Is it A, or do you need options?
I kind of want to hear what the options are.
I do know, but I want to hear what the options are also.
Yeah.
Okay. A, Guy Raz. B, Mark Maron. Or C, Sam Sanders.
Oh my God. Guy Raz. I'm not even thinking that Devin doesn't know that. We both know it's Guy Raz.
Too easy.
Yeah. It would be pretty funny if Mark Maron did that show.
That's someone. Would guess that if they were just like, I guess Mark Maron does all the podcasts.
Yeah.
Mark Maron is podcast. Okay, keep on going.
Yeah.
See, this is the point where I was like, okay, ChatGPT, you need to do more for us because this is not going to cut it.
Yeah, this is going to be hard, right? I can see by your eyes. Okay, go on.
Okay, so this is kind of a multiverse of podcasts and streaming. So the question is, the podcast Song Exploder expanded to become a Netflix series. What artist's song was the first to be featured in the inaugural episode of the series? Is it A, Lorde, B, Lin-Manuel Miranda, or C, Taylor Swift? Devin's thinking face is on.
Oh my goodness, those were not the options I thought they were going to be.
How about this, Devin, since we're working together? I'm going to eliminate one and then you eliminate one.
Okay.
I'm eliminating Lorde.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I think I'm eliminating Taylor Swift because I just feel like
agree.
We would know that. That's pretty huge. I think it's Lin.
I do too.
Final answer. Final answer is Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, we did it! Oh, wait, no. Sorry, I'm celebrating way too early.
She's checking. She's checking if it's our final answer, and now I'm very
now I feel like I just jinxed it. Also, I have no idea. Should we change our answer? No, final answer. Stick with your gun. Stick with your guns? Is that a saying? Stick with your guns.
Guts.
Guts.
Okay. You're in it to win it or lose it. I see you. I see you. I see you. And you are correct about this one.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, the psychological warfare going on right now.
Wow. Oh my God. I can't do anything else for the rest of the day. I need to go lie down.
I think the power is getting to my head, guys. The power is getting to my head.
No, that's good. You didn't let us get too cocky or arrogant about it. That's good.
But that was so good.
It was. I admit it. It was good, Devin. We're good.
That was teamwork. That was Tink right there.
That was Tink. That's what we're all about.
Okay. Last question. Let's see if you get this one right, too. Hats off to you. The hardest one, according to ChatGPT, Science Versus is known for debunking myths and examining controversial topics.
True, true, true. Did I get it right? Just kidding. Keep on going.
What was the subject of their first episode in 2015?
Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Give us options. We can do this, Devin. We can do this.
Yeah, give us the options.
It didn't give me options for this one.
No.
I'm joking.
Oh my God. Okay. You are getting high on this power. Stop screwing with us. I'm just kidding. Give us the options, please.
Okay. Is it A, GMOs, B, vaccines, or C, climate change? I mean, process of elimination worked really well for you guys last time.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first this time, Devin?
I don't think it was climate change. Were you leaning towards that one?
No, I wasn't really leaning towards anything. When she first had vaccines, I was like, no way, because that was like not as trendy back then. But I feel like it was, because GMOs, who starts with GMOs?
I'm kind of leaning towards vaccines too. And then I feel like they probably did an updated vaccines episode more recently.
And also, like, they knew it was coming. Okay, now I'm going to start sounding like a conspiracy theorist. Okay, we pick vaccines. B.
Okay, you brought many arguments to the table. Let's see if you are correct.
You're having way too much fun with this. Okay, yes.
And the answer is... B vaccines!
Devin, we're amazing. Oh my God.
We are.
You know what? I thought we were amazing before, and now I think we're even more amazing.
I never doubted us.
I'm so proud of us.
I am so proud of you guys.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Those were good questions. That was fun.
Those were.
Yes, but you did outsmart ChatGPT, because I did say to ChatGPT 3 times, I think, more difficult, please.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This was the best it could do.
Well, the good news is that the trivia that you're going to hear in this episode that we're sharing today is going to be even better than what we just did. And I think it challenges the contestants just as much, maybe more than us. So we're bringing you the first episode of Past Perfect, the trivia show that travels through time. The show is hosted by Simone Palonin, who you might know from her previous show, Not Past It. And she's teaming up with ZSP Media, again, who also worked on Not Past It with her, to create Past Perfect. If you love any kind of nostalgia, this show is for you. So, because the trivia starts in the 80s and then travels through to the 2010s over the course of several episodes. And you'll absolutely be playing along as the contestants compete to make it to the finale, which is the trivia of the century. So it's got historical events, pop culture icons, song lyrics, and honestly, lots of drama. Like, if you thought there was drama between us trying to figure out the trivia, this show has even more, and it's even more entertaining. I don't know about you guys, but I love learning about history and pop culture, and this is such a fun way to learn new facts or refresh my memory on things I thought I would never forget.
Yeah, you're going to be screaming the answers or kicking yourself for not being able to come up with them. It's a roller coaster. It's so much fun. Simone is amazing. Highly recommended. Good pick.
Yes, I loved it. I was screaming out the answers, as a matter of fact. and didn't get as many as I hoped, right? But that just encouraged me to keep going.
Okay, so if you're listening, get your scorecard ready so that you can play along as well. And without further ado, let's let the actual trivia tournament begin.
What the? Where is that beeping coming from? Is that coming from the closet? Oh God, I haven't opened this in years. Oh my gosh. I totally forgot. I stashed an old time machine back here. Okay, let me see if I can just remember how to fire it up.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Please input decade destination.
Okay, let me think. You know what? I've always wanted to witness the birth of the Hot Pocket, so I'm thinking 1980s.
Initiating time travel. First stop, 1980s.
Here we go! And welcome to the very first National Oprah Winfrey Show!
Cool! Three, for lack of a better word, is good.
I love that movie.
And I answered, just say no.
Wow. What is this place?
This is past perfect.
Let's go! From ZSP Media, this is the very first episode of Past Perfect, a trivia tournament that travels through time. I'm your host, Simone Polanin. Four contestants will go head-to-head over the course of five episodes until we crown our trivia champion. Each round of the tournament explores a different decade, and we're kicking off our very first episode with the bodacious 1980s. We'll meet our first two totally tubular contestants and get our time machine into trivia mode after the break. Okay, we're here. Past Perfect, the time-traveling trivia tournament, episode one. And I am joined by our American gladiators of 80s trivia. First off, our Nitro, if you will. You've heard him on This American Life, Serial, and Reply All. It's Emmanuel Joachi. Welcome.
Wow, you compared me to Nitro? I'm so touched. Okay, yeah. Hello.
Hello. And in the other corner, let's say our Gemini, we've got poet, writer, and host of the Resistance podcast, Saeed Tijan Thomas.
Let's get it. I love this show.
Oh my God, this show was the best.
Well, I am very excited to have you two here competing for the trivia champion title and a special grand prize, which we'll be revealing later in the show. And I'm curious, when I say the 80s, what images does that conjure up for you? Saeed?
I just hear like that kind of music. Like that's just very like high energy, real techno sounding.
And
I just see this, there's like a little flair to everything that people are wearing.
This is a very dramatic decade fashion-wise.
Yeah.
How about you, Emmanuel?
I think of crop tops. Just like indiscriminately, like everybody's wearing crop tops.
Facts.
Yeah. Well, get your cross colors and your boom boxes ready, guys, because it is time to get into our 80s trivia. So let's jump into our first round called
Round One, which came first.
So for this one, I'll tell you about two moments in 80s history, and you'll need to tell me which one of those two moments occurred first. And our first question today is going to Emmanuel.
Hell yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready, Freddy.
All right. So the early 80s were a big time for the U.S. and its relationship to the cosmos. We sent our first woman into space, astronaut Sally Ride. And on the fictional side of things, we got a visit from a funky little alien, Steven Spielberg's E.T. My question to you is which came first? Sally Ride blasting off into space or E.T. chilling with a young Drew Barrymore.
E.T. Hmm. It's funny because E.T. in my mind always feels more like a 70s movie.
Hmm. The question you need to answer is, did they put an alien on Earth before they put a woman on the moon?
Wait, was it the moon? Was it just space?
It wasn't the moon.
It was space.
Which actually, okay. that's a very helpful clarification for me because, you know, they stopped doing the Apollo thing. So this is, I'm going to go with E.T. came first.
That is correct.
There you go.
Sadly, that is correct.
There you go.
Yeah. We got a visit from the fictional E.T. first. E.T. premiered in L.A. on June 10th, 1982, and Sally Ride didn't launch off into space until a year later in June of 1983. All right, next question is going to you, Saeed. Now, if you were a kid in the 1980s, you probably remember that many advances in video gaming. Think Mario, Zelda, Tetris. Then you also had the popularization of some lower tech fun in the form of the slap bracelet. Maybe you remember that from the playground.
Yeah, it's the slap bracelet.
Mm-hmm. So which came first, Nintendo's Game Boy or the slap bracelet?
Damn, that's a tough one. High tech or low tech? Okay. So yeah, the thing that's throwing me off is, did they figure out how to make portable, you know, gaming before they slapped bracelets on people's wrists? I wanna say this is easy. I just wanna say I'm gonna go with the slap bracelet.
Saeed, that is correct.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yes, the slap bracelet was invented in 1983 by a high school shop teacher from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah. The original slap bracelets consisted of a long piece of steel covered in fabric. Kind of like a fabric-covered tape measure.
Mm.
Nintendo's Game Boy didn't come out until 1989, so pretty late
that
in the
makes
decade.
Sense. Yeah, that
yeah,
makes a lot
yeah,
of
that
sense.
Makes a lot more sense.
This next question is for you, Emmanuel. And for this one, we're comparing the world of sports to the world of nuclear disasters.
Oh,
love that connection.
Yeah. So which came first? Michael Jordan being drafted into the NBA...
Or what was that, 1984?
The Chernobyl disaster. And that was when a nuclear plant exploded, sending toxic radiation as far as 150,000 square kilometers, which is about the size of the state of Illinois.
Damn. Did you watch that series?
I did. That's so stressful.
Yeah, oh, Chernobyl on HBO. Yeah, yeah.
It was a fictional miniseries. And, you know, facts were stretched. But even, it's like one of those things where, you know, you read those articles where it's like, the facts of the actual history, here's what they got wrong.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, so it's worse.
Oh.
So they just amalgamated that character, and actually there were many more people who suffered this way.
Right.
Oh,
you're just like,
damn.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the question is, did they seem like they were aware of Michael Jordan in the midst of their suffering?
No. No. That's what was so interesting. That's why it's blocking me, because this is just experiencing my ignorance. I'm just gonna say Chernobyl came first.
Wow. You used, I feel like, every single synapse in your brain to figure that out.
I thought you were going to really do me dirty and say you used every synapse in your brain to be wrong.
Well, you were wrong.
No.
Sorry.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Brutal.
Never bet against Michael Jordan.
Yeah, sorry, Emmanuel, but
that's painful.
Michael Jordan was drafted by the Chicago Bulls first back in 1984.
Uh-huh.
You were right about that. And he would go on to be arguably the greatest basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The Chernobyl disaster, which took place in what was then the Soviet Union, now Ukraine, occurred on April 26, 1986.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Well, on that note, we're going to go to our last question of the round, which goes back to Saeed. All right. In the 1980s, America saw Oprah's career really taking off. Her
right.
local Chicago daytime talk show went national. And around the same time, she was also nominated for an Academy Award for her supporting performance in The Color Purple.
Oh.
My question is, which came first?
Ooh.
The Oprah Winfrey Show getting national syndication.
Today, how to find a husband, how to find a wife.
Or Oprah's Oscar nom.
Oprah Winfrey in The Color Purple.
Oh, man.
I mean, it has to be the national syndication, but because the way I remember it, she got big. Big, and then that's when she did the Color Purple.
It's your question. I'm just like, I just want to push your logic a little bit. Like, she could still be, she was doing the show even while she was making the movie.
Yeah, but like, you do the show, you get big, and then you get an opportunity to star in The Color Purple, and then you get an Oscar nod.
Mm. But maybe she was already big in Chicago. And national syndication.
In Chicago?
National syndication.
They were like, Chicago, Oprah, do you want to be in The Color Purple? Think that's how it happened?
Look, I'm just saying, stranger things have happened in movies.
I don't think you book The Color Purple, then get an Oscar nom. So I'm going with she got the national syndication before she got the Oscar nomination.
Saeed, that is incorrect. I am sorry.
I tried, brother.
How you were like, nobody was like, hey, Chicago Oprah, do you want to be in The Color Purple?
Spielberg was.
That's exactly what happened.
That's literally what Spielberg did, yo.
So
I tried to help you, brother.
I'll tell you the story. I will tell you the story. So, yes, Oprah got her Oscar nomination before her show went national. The story goes that movie and music producer Quincy Jones was in Chicago in 1984.
Quincy Jones. He's behind everything.
Truly. Like,
he
actually.
Is, yo.
He saw a young Oprah hosting the local news show AM Chicago, and he recommended her to director Steven Spielberg, who then cast her as Sophia in the film The Color Purple, which earned Oprah an Oscar nomination.
Wow.
Yep. And
I'm so sorry for doubting you, Oprah.
All my life I had to fight.
Oprah got her Oscar nomination in March of 1986. Later that year, her local show went national in September of 1986. So big year for Oprah.
Good for her, yo. Good for her.
So that brings us to the end of our very first round, which means it's time to check in on our scores. I've got our producer, Laura Newcomb, in the studio. She's keeping track. Laura, how are those scores looking?
Well, to quote a popular 80s song, I've had the tie of my life. You guys are all tied up one-to-one.
Wow. Laura is a poet, a true literary mind. All right. You guys are tied one-to-one. That's a great start. Strong start. Let's just move right along to our next round.
Let's do it.
Round two, sounds of the 80s.
So, the 80s brought us a slew of films that captured the high school experience and put those angsty teen years in the spotlight.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what were you guys like in high school?
Definitely angsty. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it. It's just...
It's fine. I struck on something. Sorry.
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, I had my close group of friends. We did everything together. We made it through. You know, we had a great time. It was awesome.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. Best years of my life.
Oh, my God. Like, I was in marching band, and I found out, I used to think that we were out on Friday nights late at Waffle Houses or at TGI Fridays or wherever. But I found out that, like, my friends, when I thought we were all going home, we weren't all going home. They were dropping me off at home before going off to do some other things sometimes because, you know, they just knew I wasn't with it. So I thought I was actually, but...
Wow.
And they were white. I don't know if I would have snitched, but I would have not been able to hold a secret. So.
Wow.
They were right. They knew me.
Thank God. If that had happened to me, I would not have survived that. So props to you. Okay. Anyways, so in this round, we're going to play you clips from some classic 80s teen movies, and you will have to tell me the title. If you get it right, you'll get the chance to answer a bonus question for an additional point. But if you get it wrong or can't name the movie, your opponent has the chance to steal. Okay.
All right.
And Saeed, you are going to kick us off this round.
Okay.
Here is your first clip.
Yep. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Oh, come on.
I don't know this. I know that quote, but I don't know this movie.
Do you want to throw a guess in there?
Yep. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and turn around, sometimes you'll stop to miss it, is what he said,
That's
right?
That's exactly it. Yeah. You got it.
I'm just going to say The Breakfast Club.
That is an 80s movie, but this is not that movie, it's not that unfortunately. Movie.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, you looked really confident after you heard the clip.
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You got it.
Yeah.
You successfully stole that, which means I'm also going to give you the bonus question.
Oh, whoa. I get points for that?
Yeah, you got points for that.
Looky, looky.
Okay. So that was from the 1986 John Hughes classic, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where Matthew Broderick plays the undeniably charming and charismatic Ferris. My bonus question for you is, who was the other 80s star who played Ferris's frustrated sister, Jeannie?
Oh, dear me. I feel like the answer is also a Chicago person, and I feel like it's Joan Cusack.
Oh, that is a good guess. That's not who it is.
Wow,
who was it? Jennifer Grey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. We've got another clip. And Emmanuel, this one is for you. Let's see if you can name the movie.
I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Back to the Future.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear.
Wow. So you answered that before the clip even ended. You want to give it to us again?
Back to the Future.
Hell yeah. Yep, that is from Back to the Future, starring Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly, the charming teen who travels back in time to meet his parents as high schoolers and tries to rekindle the spark between them, but not before experiencing the horror of his mother thirsting after him. My bonus question for you, Emmanuel.
Yes.
How fast does Marty have to get the DeLorean going for it to transport through time?
Oh, He doesn't even have that long of a runway to do it, and that's obviously the problem. 60 miles an hour.
And it's actually 88.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, though, you know? You kind of just have to
really
know
tricky.
It.
Tricky, yeah.
All right, we're going to go back to you, Saeed.
Finally.
What sweaty classic is this clip from?
Sorry about the disruption, folks. But I always do the last dance of the season. But this year, somebody told me not to. So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner.
I don't know. The only movie that comes to mind is Dirty Dancing.
That's it.
All right.
Wow.
She
saved you too, because I think if she had let you think that out a little more, you would have gotten it wrong.
I mean, that's the only
thing. She cut you off. She was just like, we'll take it.
You got that exactly right,
Saeed.
That's
the only one that I was going to... That's the only dancing movie that yeah. was rattling around in my brain. And yeah, I'm smart.
You got it, yes. Yeah. That was from Dirty Dancing, starring Patrick Swayze as blue-collar heartthrob Johnny Castle and curly-haired Jennifer Grey as Francis Baby Houseman. And now for your bonus questions. So, though Jennifer ended up snagging the role, there were other stars of the day who were up for the part of Baby. Can you name one?
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, it's... I just don't have a name.
All right. No, not even a guess. Huh?
I think I'm just going to have to forfeit this one.
All right.
As sad as it sounds, yeah.
I would have accepted Winona Ryder or Sarah Jessica Parker. Your girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Damn. I should have just threw a name out there. What's wrong with me?
I don't know, bro.
All right. We've got one last clip in the round. Emmanuel, this one's for you. Let's take a listen.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I just killed my best friend.
And your worst enemy.
Same difference.
Oh. What is that movie? Winona Ryder is in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it is a woman's name with an apostrophe and an S. Is it Helen's?
Not quite. Not quite. Saeed, do you know this one?
I don't know. Like, it's...
All right. Emmanuel, you were so close. It is not Helen's. It is Heather's.
Oh. I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed.
The headphones have been ripped off.
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, so that was from the 1988 film Heathers, the dark comedy starring Winona Ryder and Christian Slater as two high schoolers on a bit of a murdering spree.
Damn.
All right. That was a big round.
That was a tough. That was a tough round.
I would love to know where the scores are, Laura. How's it looking?
That was a super close round, but Emmanuel put Saeed in the corner. He scored 2 points to Saeed's 1, so it is now 3-2.
Really?
Emmanuel has a slight lead.
Only 3-2? This is good. This is a good development. Thank you, Laura. Right. I really appreciate that.
I love a close game. Well, listen, our time traveling trivia machine is still making its way through the decade. We've got 2 more rounds of 80s themed questions coming up. And I'll just say, I hope you guys are music heads.
Okay.
So stick around. More after the break.
All right.
Gag me with a spoon. We're back. Our contestants today.
I'm weak.
I'm sorry. We made you break. You really committed to that. You were ready. You delivered that perfectly.
Thank you so much. Our contestants today are Emmanuel Jochi and Saeed Tijan Thomas. But maybe I should call you Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed the way y'all are duking it out in the studio.
Who's Apollo and who's Rocky?
I'll let you guys determine that for yourselves.
I was like, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous analogy right there.
So we're about halfway through our trivia game now. Emmanuel, you have 3 points. Saeed, you have 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys feeling?
I'm actually feeling really good. I thought I was down by way more. I just need to believe in myself a little bit more.
All right, good lessons to have picked up in just half a trivia game. That's great. How about you, Emmanuel? How are you feeling with your 1 point lead?
You know, I feel nervous about it, but as the great Apollo Creed said, there is no tomorrow, Rocky. There is no tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Let's just roll right into our third round of the game, which is called...
Round 3. Finish that verse.
Listen, the 80s were a real moment in music. Yeah. You had new wave, hair metal, the birth of hip-hop. And with this evolution in sound, we also got some timeless lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how this round is going to work. I'm going to read you some song lyrics, and you'll have to complete the lyric, name the song, and name the artist. You'll get a point for each correct answer, so up to 3 points per question. But for every incorrect or incomplete answer, your competition will get a chance to steal.
Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And Saeed, you are starting us off this round. Here is your lyric. The phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life?
What?
Yeah, maybe I know this. The phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Yeah. And then I signed up for the army. That is my submission. I'm believing in myself.
Okay. Do you want to throw out a guess for song name or artist?
No. I'm drawing a blank. No, I can't take a guess.
Saeed, I'm so sorry. But Emmanuel, you now have a chance to steal.
The thing is that the song is called like Girls Are Gonna Have Fun, but I don't remember what comes between that line and the thing I just said. The phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, girls are gonna have fun. Like, I don't know what the lyrics are in between. I'm gonna just make up some lyrics right now. Oh, pretty girls, let me give you advice. That's not what it says.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, this I'm is gonna stop movie. You right there. Do you want to guess the artist at least?
And now I'm blanking on the artist, which is bad because I feel like it's the same person who sings one of my favorite all-time songs, which is Time After Time, and I'm just blanking.
It is the same artist.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and not give the points to anyone.
Yay.
Put me out of my misery, please.
All right. The song is Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, Cyndi, I'm so sorry, honey.
And the full lyric is, the phone rings in the middle of the night. My father yells, what you gonna do with your life? Oh, daddy dear, you know you're still number one. But girls, they wanna have fun.
Of course, because it would rhyme with fun. Oh, that would make sense. That would make sense.
All right. We've got our next lyric. Emmanuel, this one is for you.
Okay.
I need a man who'll take the chance on a love that burns hot enough to last.
I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Great. That's 2 points.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
I need a man who'll take a chance on a love that burns hot enough to last. I'm going to say, because when the night falls, my loneliness calls.
Ooh, that is so close. I think that is a little too different for me to give that to you.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to give Saeed the chance.
Because when the night falls, my lonely heart calls. Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Baby.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
All right, legally, I might have to cut you off there. I'll take it, yeah. So when the night falls, my lonely heart calls.
Oh.
I'll take it. I'm going to give you that point, Saeed.
Man.
I love you, Whitney. Team effort.
All right, beautiful. Okay, Saeed, we're going back to you.
Back
Here
to
is
me.
Your lyric. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait?
Is this one of those hippity-hop songs?
it's hippie and hoppy, yeah.
It's hippity-hoppy, hip-hop.
This is like the song I feel like in college, like white people would look at you to be like, look, this is one of yours. And I'd be like...
I have seen you mumble through a lot of songs before. This is great, actually.
Do you think you know what song it is?
I don't think I know what it is. And then the artist, I don't know. And then what's the last one? The song name.
Mm-hmm.
One Night Stand. I'm going to call it that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you any points
any
for
of
any
them,
of that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's sad.
So, Emmanuel.
I mean, it's a Biz Markie song.
That is correct. That's one
Do
point.
You know I almost guessed Biz Markie? What's wrong with me? Oh, my God. What?
This is a life lesson for you, Saeed. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Literally. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm sorry. This is your chance. Go ahead.
And the thing is, I'm not even that sure.
This is his cadence.
Exactly.
This is a Biz Markie cadence.
And you read it in his cadence.
Yes. Oh, my God. What's wrong with me?
Saeed, it's okay.
The song name, I've never really thought about, but I guess it's just a friend, right?
That is also correct.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted? I definitely do not know what comes
All right.
after that.
I'll complete it for you. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation.
Damn.
Man.
We've got one last lyric in the round. Emmanuel, this is going to you.
Okay.
Here it is. Some boys kiss me.
Oh.
Some boys hug me. I think they're okay.
What is that? Oh, some boys kiss me, some boys hug me, I think they're okay, da-da-da. But we are living, it's in a material world, and I am a material girl, you know, it's Madonna.
What's the title?
What is the title? Is it Material World or is it Material Girl? This is so bad because this is like high... summer, early 2000s, long drive with my mom in the car. This is like our jam. I'm going to say it's Material Girl. Now, the lyrics. I know the last word is like way a. Because it rhymes with okay. Oh, man, it's not there. I don't think it was ever there.
That's
so
okay.
It's not there.
I can give it to you. It was by Madonna. You got that. It is Material Girl.
It
you
is.
Got that. Saeed, do you know the lyrics?
No, I can't.
Okay, I'll tell you. She goes, some boys kiss me, some boys hug me. I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away.
Because we are living. What a bop.
All right. Well, on that beauty, we are going to end this round. And the world needs to know where the scores stand. I definitely lost track. So.
I don't think the world needs to know. I think we could probably.
I think that was both of our worst round, but somehow I still came out like a couple on top. I think I'm like two up, three up
no,
now.
No, you're like five up.
Laura, what is the deal?
What's the deal?
Emmanuel, dear, you know you're still number one. You gained 6 points in that round.
All right.
The score is now 9-3, but we have some tricks up our sleeves, so don't worry, Saeed.
The gap has widened, but anything can happen in this final round.
Okay.
Because you see, it is our lightning round.
Lightning round.
Pew, pew, pew.
The way this is going to work is I'll ask you both a series of short answer trivia questions spanning the 1980s. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of them as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass and I'll go to the next question. And Emmanuel, you are going to be in the hot seat first.
Okay, put me in the seat.
All right, let's put 1 minute on the clock. Your time starts now.
Okay.
What brand introduced the first commercially successful personal computer?
IBM.
Correct. Who was the first woman to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, dear Lord. This is so bad.
Remember, this is a lightning round.
Okay, I'm going to skip it.
Okay, Sandra Day O'Connor.
No, of course.
What cable channel premiered introducing music videos to the masses?
MTV.
Correct. Who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1984 for efforts to end apartheid in South Africa?
Nelson Mandela.
Desmond Tutu. Which sitcom featuring four older women living together premiered in 1985?
Golden Girls.
Correct. Which disease caused by a virus was first identified in the 1980s?
HIV, slash AIDS.
Correct. Which American won four gold medals in track and field at the 1984 Olympics?
Carl Lewis.
Correct. What was the company behind the greatest American oil spill in the 1980s?
Shell.
It was Exxon. Yeah. All right. That was pretty good. How do you feel about how that went?
I'm embarrassed by the Desmond Tutu one. That's pretty bad. I'm also embarrassed by the Sandra Day O'Connor one. That's also pretty bad.
You know, when you've got time pressure on you, it's tough. All right, Saeed, you are up next. So let's get into it. You need 13 correct to win today's game. So you've got your work cut out for you. But let's put 1 minute on the clock and your time starts now. Which Brooklyn-born painter died tragically at age 27 in 1988?
Basquiat.
Correct. What line of toys released in 1984 featured cars that turned into robots?
Transformers.
Correct. What 1989 event marked the symbolic end of the Cold War?
The fall of the Berlin Wall.
Correct. What was the name of the iconic Queens hip-hop group formed in 1983?
Run DMC.
Correct. What American politician said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
Reagan.
Correct. Which popular 80s TV show featured a talking car named Kit?
Knight Rider.
Correct.
Oh, no way.
Who was Madonna's first husband?
Patrick Swayze.
Sean Penn. What company produced the... Damn. Whoa.
Oh. Yes. Oh, my God. I can't take that from my heart.
You were on quite a streak there.
Wow. So I just need to get out of my own head.
This is self-belief.
Exactly.
It all comes back to self-belief.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I am very curious to hear what our final score is. Laura, Who is our winner today?
Our winner is Emmanuel with a staggering 14 points. Saeed finished not too far behind, though, with 9 points.
Okay, wow. Very respectable.
That's respectable.
Yeah, Saeed, you actually got one more point than Emmanuel in this lightning round.
Okay.
I won the lightning round. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. That's cool with me.
Don't worry, Saeed. We haven't seen the last of you. But for now, Emmanuel, you are our winner for our 80s-themed episode. But remember, still up for grabs is our championship title and our grand prize, our beautiful time capsule, which we'll be adding exciting novelty items to from the last 40 years. Do you have any words for your adoring public?
Just so you know, we move. We move.
You move? That's what you got to say? You move?
I mean, we're on to the next one. I haven't won anything yet.
Okay.
You know, I mean, beating you is his own reward, but that's not what we're here for.
Actually, Saeed, I'm going to need your help.
Uh-huh.
Can you reach into this bag and tell us what we are adding to our time capsule today?
Rubik's Cube.
Yes, we've got a Rubik's Cube. This classic multicolored cube-shaped puzzle is one of the world's best-selling toys, and it's in the permanent collection at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. All right, we'll add that to the time capsule, and there's one more thing in that bag.
Fuzzy ball. What's this?
The scientific term is akushball.
Akushball.
Yeah. The ball with spiky rubber hair-like strands came out in 1989, so we're going to be adding those to the time capsule. And the Trivia Time Machine will be picking up two new contestants for a 90s-themed game. We will see you again as the showdown continues. In the meantime, I'm going to climb back into my time machine. I'll catch you guys in another decade.
Thanks, Simone.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Simone.
Okay, time machine. I've got the perfect next stop. Take me to the decade when the girls were Spice and the boys were Backstreet.
Next stop, the 90s.
Oh, snap! That's gonna be da-bomb. .com. Past Perfect is produced by ZSP Media, created by Zach Stewart Pontier and me, Simone Palanin. This episode was written by Ramoy Phillip and produced by Laura Newcomb. The rest of our team is producer Nick Del Rose. The supervising producer is Erica Morrison. Editing by Erica Morrison. And featuring Karen Chi as the time machine. Fact-checking by Ian Michael. Sound design and mixing by Emma Munger. Original music and theme by Jay Bless. With show art by Sarah Gonzalez. The executive producer is Zach Stewart Pontier. The head of production and development is Liz Stiles. Special thanks to Dove Alpert, Naomi Bronner, Mary Dew, Andrea Henderson, Jasper Jarecki, Gil Kruger, Gregoire Martineau, Catherine Morrissey, Ethan Oberman, Christina Polanin, Olivia Qualia, Ray Rodriguez, and Emily Wiedemann. You can follow me on Instagram at Simone Polanin or follow the show at Past Perfect Podcast. Thanks for hanging. And hey, throw us a little subscribe, why don't ya?
Okay, we're back from the 80s. What did you think? Was that trivia a breeze? Were you second-guessing every answer? Because I think there was actually a lot of second-guessing in this episode.
I was second-guessing, but I also feel like now I can trust my intuition because I was totally guessing. Like, I had no idea for some of them, but I was like, this just feels right. And sometimes
it was.
And okay. That's a win. Small wins.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't find that until the speed round when you're like, I don't have time to think about it. Yeah. I just have to trust my gut. So, And maybe the next decades will be easier. If you're keeping track of your score as you're playing, let us know. Tag us and the Past Perfect team on social. We'll put the links in the show notes so that you can tag us with your score. And you can also tune in to the rest of the trivia tournament on Past Perfect right now. All the episodes are out so you can learn who wins the tournament. And there's even a special Halloween episode out. You can find Past Perfect in your favorite podcast apps. And for all things Tink Media and Feed the Queue, find us at tinkmedia.co or follow us on social at Tink Media. Thank you to Lauren and Andrea for joining me. Thank you to ChatGPT for trying to stump us with some trivia. A really great effort. Great effort. And thank you for listening.
Should we say bye, cuties?
Oh, yeah. You have to say it at the same time, though.
Bye.
Bye, cuties.
Okay, okay, okay. One more time.
Bye, bye, cuties.
Bye, cuties.
Bye, cuties. Right? Bye, cuties.
You should put that in.
We give you a lot to work with.
Yeah. Perfect.
With us around, you'll never run out of things to listen to. With us around, you'll never run out of things to listen to. 'Cause we'll feed your cue.